The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700, where every one of the boats that they sell are fun certified. Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road, 708-531-9080. Place an order and tell them Chauncey sent you, and you can pick it up curbside delivery. Diamond Ghost Charters at diamondghostcharters.com. Hookandhunttv.com. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the Midwest sportsman. Wren Lake Area Tourism at visitwrenlake.com and enjoywrenlake.com. BizBaits, the soft plastic bait company for the professional angler. BizBaits.com.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, happy Valentine's Day to all the lovely ladies out there listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Well, I hope you're ready to enjoy today's show and follow me into the great outdoors. On this week's show, we're going to have Mike Conrath, the director of the Sagwa Nordic Center in Lamont, Illinois. That's in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. In the wintertime, they do all kinds of winter sports, and then during the non-winter time, they're doing a lot of educational stuff. But he's going to talk to us about some cross-country skiing opportunities where you can rent skis, get a little instructions, and some winter sports out there, all happening at Sagwa Nordic Center for the whole family. Hey, that sounds like a great time for me, if you were to ask that. But then after that, we will have on Lieutenant Martin Stone, who is a conservation warden, also an off-highway vehicle administrator, also in Wisconsin. Boy, that's a title and a half if you ask me. After he talks about the ATVs and snowmobiles and different things like that that you may be looking to be using on some of their trails, we're going to hear in our last segment, of course, the Aiden Fishing Report. A little bit of outdoor news and some more fishing reports, all for you here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. One of the things to remember is tell all your friends to go to the free ESPN Chicago app, download it, and they can listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors anytime they want, 24/7, or they can even subscribe to the show and have it automatically downloaded to their phone or computer. Sounds like a great time for me. But always go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Tell them to like us. They could see our videos and other outdoor information throughout the Midwest and beyond this great country, just so you could keep up to date on all the outdoor information. Well, it's Valentine weekend, so you could buy her some flowers, but also pick her up a new combination rod and reel combo. She'll love that just as much as the flowers. Some ladies I know, they'd even like that better than flowers. But it's going to be a cold weekend, and it's going to be even cold next week. So make sure if you're going to be in the great outdoors, you need to bundle up, enjoy the great outdoors, but let's do it all safely. That's a big key. Once again, we got a great show lined up for you and a ton of information, a pretty wild story about sturgeon up in Wisconsin that we're going to be bringing to you. We'll be right back.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards, and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Listen in to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Hey, I can hear the phone ringing. Who's on the line? Well, it's Mike Conrath, the director of Camp Sagawa, right, Mike?
Yeah, kind of. We dropped the camp already, but we're called Sagawa Nordic in the winter and Sagawa Nature in the summer.
Ah, okay. Well, you could tell I'm an old geezer, so I caught Camp Sam.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh, God, yes. But, okay, so in the wintertime, you're called Nordic Sagawa.
Yeah.
Okay, this is, we have snow, Mike.
Yeah, we finally got some.
So
been
what,
2 years in coming.
I know. We didn't do an interview last year, so what is it that you're doing out at Sagawa, which everybody, tell them where it is, first of all, so they know where this is in the Forest Preserves.
Well, we're close to the town of Lamont. We're about 4 miles east of the town of Lamont on Route 83 and Illinois 171, which is Archer Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about 100 yards east of that intersection on the north side of the road in the Palis Preserves. And we have about 314 acres or so of property that's fenced off from the rest of the forest preserves as part of the Environmental Learning Center.
Cool. And I'm not even going to tell you how many years ago I was there for the cross-country ski lesson, which was pretty comical on television, let me tell you.
Oh, I thought we had a great day that day. It was perfect skiing that day. I remember.
Oh,
well,
you
showed the video.
Oh,
we still show it. Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm feeling old. But, Mike, tell people, what do you do out there in the wintertime for the Nordic part of the adventure?
Well, in the wintertime, when we have snow on the ground, we become a full-service Nordic ski center. That means that we have in non-COVID times, which we're dealing with right now, we have a ski center lodge where people can warm themselves by the fire, bring mm-hmm. some snacks, and watch skiers and relax between times of skiing on the trail. We rent cross-country skis both for classical skiing and also for ski skaters. We have a ski trail that is groomed for both classical skiing and ski skaters. And when conditions are good, we can make that as good as any place in the country or any place in the world. We just need Mother Nature to cooperate and give us some snow.
Which she's going to be doing.
Yeah, this weekend we're supposed to get a good one. We're hoping.
Yeah. But now one of the things about this, cross-country skiing is, and I know the cliche is, if you can walk, you can cross-country ski.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a really good cliche, but it's more like if you can slide.
Yeah.
Or if you can ice skate or roller skate or inline skate, those are the kinds of things that are more like cross-country skiing because, you know, you have to be able to have that balance while you're sliding, and that's where a lot of people become uncomfortable. So if you use the cliche of walking, well, you think that you're always going to be in control, but when you're sliding, you feel out of control. So you have to be able to be comfortable with sliding. And then if you could do that, then you could cross-country ski with no problem at all. And it's not hard to learn. You just have to relax and maybe take a lesson or maybe just spend a few minutes out on the snow before you actually start skiing just to get acclimated to that sliding maneuver.
Yeah, the sliding rhythm. And as a matter of fact, just so everybody knows, I don't skate. I don't inline skate. I don't ice skate. But I can cross-country ski. And it's a slide. Once you get that little momentum, whoosh, you just kind of go along, and it's really nice, and it's very comfortable. And it's so nice to do, especially if you've got, like, groomed surfaces and everything, surfaces of the snow and stuff like that. Can someone, if they really just kind of, their family wants to learn how to do that, can they have a little lesson now, or is that out with COVID?
Yeah, well, we are still doing lessons, but it's on a private basis only. We usually do group lessons.
Mm-hmm.
But with the private lesson, then it would be only your family
mm-hmm.
or you and your friend that you came with or mm-hmm. your couple of friends. We're doing lessons for up to 6 people in a family or up to 4 people as friends in a group that come to do the lesson. And so that keeps everybody safe, socially distanced, and we don't have to worry about people getting too close to each other with renting and all that other stuff that we have to do.
Mm-hmm. And it's when you go out, and I don't care if you're out in the middle of nowhere or if you're in the forest preserves, when you're on when you're on the snow and you're just that sliding, it is so peaceful, so calming. You know, it's remarkable. I want people to try this. I know we don't get enough snow to always do it, but you're going to get the bug, and you're going to start. If we don't get snow, you know, later in the year, you're going to head to Wisconsin or Michigan to try it again, because it's that much fun. And
that's a great point there, Chauncey, because, you know, coming to rent skis would be a really good thing to do first, to see if you do like it and mm-hmm. you want to continue with it. And then you buy your equipment, and then you can go anywhere you want. So that's a really good idea there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you're going to fall down a little bit. You can expect that. It's okay.
I remember when I got my first pair of cross-country skis. This was way back in 1978.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll tell you how old I am. And I started to ski, and, you know, I'd go maybe 20 feet, and I'd fall. I'd get up and look around and see if anybody saw me. There was nobody there, so that was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go another 20, 25 feet or 50 feet. I'd fall down again. Well, after, you know, about 20 minutes of doing that, I started to get the rhythm. I started to figure it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been skiing ever since, and now I'm a level 3 ski instructor through Professional Ski Instructors of America.
Wow.
I've been skiing for 50 years, and skiing is just, it's just a blast when you want to be able to get out there in a beautiful day like today. We got bright sunshine, temperature's already up to 24 degrees, and you just slide over that snow, and it just makes that little zip, zip, zip sound, and it's just relaxing to your brain. You get to enjoy nature in a time period when most people are sitting behind a tube or a device, you know.
That's right, and it's always good when you're done skiing to, you know, go someplace or bring your thermos and sit on the tailgate of your truck or in your car and have a little cup of hot chocolate. There's nothing wrong with
mm-hmm.
that. Makes it feel
yep.
nice and trip there. But the thing I wanted to say to you is it's beautiful the number of animals that you see watching you. Deer,
that's
raccoons,
yeah, that's
everybody.
True.
Everybody, you know, hawks will sit there and go, hey, there's another one going by.
It yeah, is, we have people out here. You know, they'll be skiing along, they'll say a squirrel ran right across the trail, across their skis, you know, while they're skiing. So, yeah, I mean, nature's still out there doing what they're doing. They're not paying attention to you because one thing is that a person on skis is very different than a person walking. Animals mm-hmm. aren't accustomed to seeing that, so it's like there's really not much there. It's like you're invisible to them almost.
Oh, exactly. Hey, what does it cost to rent the equipment?
It's $15 per person. It's $10 if you're over 55, and it's $40 if you're a family. Now that's a great value.
Jeez.
Right there. $40 for your whole family. Let's say you got four kids, husband and wife come out with four kids for $40. You can ski all day.
You're saving a lot of money.
Oh yeah,
you're saving,
and having a good time.
And having a good
Plus,
time.
Plus the kids are tired and they go to sleep when they get home.
Sound like a seasoned father, if you ask me. That is so cool. Everyone, we're talking with Mike Conrath, who's the director at the, I want to say properly, the Nordic Sagawa Center. It's the nature center in the summertime, but it's in the winter, it's the Nordic Sagawa. And they do cross-country skiing there. It's in the southwest corner. Once again, what was the address again?
The intersection, Route 83 and Archer Avenue, 171.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the northeast corner of that intersection, about 100 yards east of the intersection is where our gate's at.
Okay, and the phone number for somebody to get more information?
630-257-2045,
mm-hmm.
or they can go to our website, Forest Preserve District of Cook County, fpdcc.com, and go to Sagawa, and they'll find out all the information there.
Sounds good to me, Mike. Well, thanks so much for coming on and telling everybody about where they can go cross-country skiing right in our own backyard, the Cook County Forest Preserves.
Yeah, it's you know what? We've actually been voted the best place to ski in Illinois by Silent Sports.
Mm-hmm.
And we have people that come and ski here, this is just for general information, who are Olympic-caliber athletes.
Wow.
That actually ski here. So, you know, it's not just a little family place, but we actually have people that want to come here and ski, like the Birkebeiner.
Mm-hmm.
We have a woman who was on the Polish national team of the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
She skis here regularly. A guy, I don't know his last name, I forget his last name, but his name is Stanley. He's won his his category in the Birkebeiner 5 years straight, and he trains here. So, I mean, we have people that are very high caliber skiers here.
Cool. Hey, when we don't have snow and the weather gets nice, and we're going to call you back, and I want people to know about your little nature walk to the only waterfall in the county of Cook.
Yeah, that's right. We got the only canyon. So we'll be looking forward to talking to you about that, Chauncey.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike.
You're
listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe Superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
What's the biggest biz in fishing lures that all the pros know? It's BizBaits. BizBaits are soft plastic lures that are individually handcrafted and scented with their special Jack'em juice that just jacks the bass to strike. BizBaits are made for bass fishermen by bass anglers, not someone sitting behind a desk. So go to bizbaits.com and order the best soft plastic baits on the market for yourself or as a gift for maybe your fishing buddy. Get them at bizbaits.com, my favorite soft plastic bait. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV.
Snowmobiling makes winter a special time. Snowmobilers care about the environment. They're firefighters, farmers, nurses, homemakers, teachers, and bankers. Snowmobilers are your neighbors and co-workers. They are good, respectful people who give to charities, plant trees, and help care for our fragile watershed areas. Snowmobilers are contributing citizens of your community who enjoy winter with an enthusiasm for nature, for life, and for the freedom that comes from it.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say, "Hey, we want some
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, yes, we have a lot of white stuff on the ground, but let's see who's on the phone. It's our friend up north. It's Lieutenant Martin Stone, who is a conservation warden for off-highway vehicle administrator also, for the state of Wisconsin, which means he's the guy that does all the ATV, snowmobiles, and everything else, and is a conservation warden on top of that. That's the biggest title I've ever seen for anybody, Marty.
It can be a mouthful.
Now, one of the reasons, and like I said, we had, you know, Marty on the phone, Officer Stone here. Oh, God, I can't remember how long ago. I think it was last year. But with everybody getting excited about snowmobiling, and while, yes, we do have snow around northern Illinois right now, a lot of people go into Wisconsin to go snowmobiling because you've got the trails, you've got the roads, you've got the this, you've got so many different places that people enjoy snowmobiling. But before we cross the border from whether it's Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, or driving up from Indiana into Wisconsin, you probably need to have some common sense about safety things, but also maybe some documentation, right?
Correct. Yes.
What do we need? Let's talk about safety-wise first, because that's always an important thing to me.
Well, we want folks to come and have a lot of fun in Wisconsin. We have over 25,000 miles of groomed trails.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some primary things we'd like you to really concentrate on to keep you safe here.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one I'd like to discuss is slow down. Speed is a contributing factor in nearly all our fatal crashes. And we just want drivers to drive at their skill level, at their speed, and especially at night. You know, remember at night that if you're going faster than 40 or 50 miles an hour, you're driving faster than your headlights can illuminate the terrain in front of you. And also remind folks, we do have a speed limit on our public snowmobile trails at night, which is 55 miles per hour, which is, I believe, is really, really fast.
That's way too fast.
Yes.
Holy mackerel. Well, and you're right, Marty, Officer Stone. The speed is an extremely dangerous item. And yes, you want to go ripping and you want to, you know, go flying, have the hair, the wind blowing into your face and everything else. But it's that speed that you don't have time for a reaction. And heaven forbid you hit something. Let's say your ski's just off the trail and you hit a log, a stump, a tree, or whatever, and you become airborne at 55 miles an hour. You don't have all that stuff in your car that's protecting you, do you?
Correct. Yes, that's why you definitely have to slow down and operate within your skills and your abilities. That's what most of our investigations show. Speed is a contributing factor.
Mm-hmm. And it's really just, everybody, slow down. You'll enjoy the ride more. You don't have to go Mach 9. Trust me. This is Chauncey speaking, not Officer Stone. You don't have to do Mach 9. Just go easy. Enjoy the scenery. See what's going on out there. And have some. What else should we be worried about that we should have with us when we're out snowmobiling?
Well, on that same line, I'd like to remind folks, you know, not to drink and ride. I believe zero alcohol keeps you safe on the trail, and we'd ask everybody to, you know, to think smart before you start getting out snowmobiling. Bring a first aid kit with you. Make sure you dress appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Have some different layers of clothing. Some make sure that there's no loose ends. There's not stuff that can catch on debris. Maybe bring a lunch, a map, and a compass. Make sure you got your cell phone. Make sure it's charged up. And you got it in a warm place. And then when you're out there, stay on the marked trails. Don't leave our marked trails. It is trespassing if you get off a marked trail and go where you're not supposed to go. And almost all our snowmobile trails are privately owned, and it's through the grace of our nice landowners that we're able to have these trails.
Mm-hmm. And
so stay on our trails.
That's an important and another safety thing. And Officer Stone didn't know I was going to bring this up, but I know two people who, yeah, there was a little bit of alcohol and drinking and driving, but they also got off the trail and they went zipping like a bat out of you know what, and across an old two-track road was a cable, and they're gone. They were
that
killed.
Is tragic.
It's a tragic thing, but you know you have to think of safety. Yes, have fun, but you could do it safe. And the drinking and driving is so important. You don't do it boating. You don't do it driving. You don't do it if you're a pilot. Don't do it if you're snowmobiling or ATVing. Please, just there's a time to do it. Do it later. Trust me. If you stop at one of the local establishments, you know, have a cup of decaf coffee and let your partner that's sitting on the back of the snowmobile. If they want a cocktail, let them have a cocktail. Just you be smart. That's my what do you want to call it? My commercial.
I would agree with you. I think it's the smart choice as well.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes, yes. Now, you know, you mentioned a helmet with goggles and face shield because there's all kinds of stuff getting kicked up, isn't there?
Oh, certainly. You definitely want to I don't really see many soldiers not wearing a helmet, but it's going to keep you warm. It's going to keep you safe. Wear a helmet. Make sure it's properly attached and fit. Make sure it's got a face shield with goggles. Make sure there's a nice seal so you don't get frostbite. And don't travel alone. I mean, if you've got to travel by yourself, make sure someone at home knows where you're going when you're going to be home. But it's always best to travel with a partner. And even then, make sure someone knows where you and your friends have gone and when to expect you to be back home.
Mm-hmm. And if you know, have your cell phone buried somewhere on your body that you can get it to, that's not going to get wet from snow or anything else in case you need to call for help. And it's not just for you. If you need to call for help for somebody else that did something.
Right.
Yeah, that's an important. Hey, running across water, lakes, different things like that. You see a lot of people doing it. But?
I would try to avoid it. If, you know, we can never say the ice is always 100% safe. And DNR doesn't monitor ice thickness. If you are uncertain, don't travel out on frozen bodies of water. There's always changing conditions underneath the ice, either with current or with streams or inlets. If you must or you're thinking about it, make sure you always check with the local folks, maybe a bait shop or the local resort for local information. But I would avoid traveling across frozen bodies of water.
And I do, and I have never done this, but I know some people that will go on a lake that may have open water spots, and they try to skip the open water. You know, you're playing Russian roulette big time, shooting your snowmobile over a piece of open water, and they say, oh, it's a lot of fun. No, it's not a lot of fun. You know, you may get a thrill out of it, but if something happens and that snowmobile goes down, you can drown, lose your life, and then, you know, your family's going to be suffering your mistakes, but you're also going to get a heck of a ticket from the conservation police for having a snowmobile go into the lake, right?
I mean, that's something we definitely don't encourage, and I agree with everything that you said there. And if something does go through the ice, there are state laws that do require that to be removed.
So, yeah. And it's not a cheap ticket, guys. It's not an easy one because you got to pay for somebody to pull it out and do it all those. And you know what? So what's the thing here? Do it safely. Do it on the trail. Do it safely. Do this. Do that. Now, when I come to snowmobile in Wisconsin, do I need to have a safety class that I've gone to?
Well, there's a couple things. So when you come to Wisconsin, your snowmobile has to be registered, and you have to have if you come from our state, you have to have a non-resident trail pass.
A non-resident trail pass?
Registered from out of state, you have to have a non-resident trail pass.
Oh, a non-resident trail pass, okay.
Yep, and then everybody who operates in Wisconsin who's at least 12 and born after January 1st of 1985 has to take a snowmobile safety class to operate in Wisconsin. Even if you're older than that, I would encourage everybody to take a snowmobile safety class. It is certainly going to benefit everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you were born prior to 85, I would certainly encourage that.
Now, I can take a snowmobile class in another state, or my children can take us in another state, and we just have to have proof when we come to Wisconsin, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. And really, it's just like a hunter safety class. I tell people, take the hunter safety class. I don't care if you've been hunting for 30 years. Take it. You'll learn something. And your grandson or your children will feel that you're doing something with them also. It's a great, great feeling. Now, you mentioned the registration and everything else. That's registered in the state that I'm from, but also a non-resident trail pass, you said, right?
Correct.
I want to make sure I got all this written down here. Officer Stone, I'm not going to get pulled over. To make sure I got it all. Is there something I'm missing that we didn't cover?
Check on the Department of Tourism website.
Oh, what was that? Repeat that again. I lost you.
Wisconsin Department of Tourism.
Mm-hmm.
The
Wisconsin Department of Tourism, their website has all the trails, has a lot of information about all of those things that we can get out and enjoy on the snow-covered snowmobile trails of Wisconsin. Is that right?
The trail conditions and see if they're open. Wherever you're planning on coming, which county you plan on coming from,
mm-hmm.
you can click on that county, and it gives you the up-to-date trail conditions, if they're open or closed, and that's really important if you're planning a trip to know which ones are open and which ones may not be.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great little towns to stop, have a little something to eat, get back on the snowmobile, and go down the road, isn't there?
I couldn't agree more. Come here, have fun, operate on our snowmobile trails. We got a great resource in Wisconsin.
Exactly. Once again, tons of information on the Wisconsin tourism site. Don't forget that. And also you can go onto the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources site for more information about snowmobiling. And, hey, who knows? You may be talking with us about ATVs in the spring when things happen there, okay?
Sure enough. Yep, you bet. Thank you.
Okay, that was Officer Stone. He's a conservation warden for Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator for the state of Wisconsin. He's been on before, and I'm sure we're going to have him on again to talk about the great outdoors. Marty, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the seventh year in a row. Waterworks also has a full showroom of Lund and Lowe fishing boats, along with beautiful pontoon boats, all powered by Mercury outboards, and waiting for you to add your boating fun to them. So with boats and pontoons from the factory being delivered, all with Mercury outboards, pick out your boat at waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Jim Crowley from HookAndHuntTV.com shows anglers and hunters how, when, and why to be a better angler and hunter. You will enjoy his approach to the outdoors that will help you be a better sportsman. Watch him on HookAndHuntTV.com, online at Pride Outdoor Network, on Roku, and on Fire Stick TV. What's the biggest biz in fishing lures that all the pros know? It's BizBaits. BizBaits are soft plastic lures that are individually handcrafted and scented with their special Jack'em juice that just jacks the bass to strike. BizBaits are made for bass fishermen by bass anglers, not someone sitting behind a desk. So go to BizBaits.com and order the best soft plastic baits on the market for yourself or as a gift for maybe your fishing buddy. Get them at bizbaits.com. My favorite soft plastic bait. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700, where every one of the boats that they sell are fun certified. Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road, 708-531-9080. Place an order and tell them Chauncey sent you, and you can pick it up curbside delivery. Diamond Ghost Charters at diamondghostcharters.com. Hookandhunttv.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the Midwest sportsman, Ren Lake Area Tourism at visitrenlake.com and enjoyrenlake.com, BizBaits, the soft plastic bait company for the professional angler, bizbaits.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and this is our final segment, so we got some fishing reports. We even got some pretty crazy stories that have appeared on the newswire that just literally took me by surprise. This one comes from Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, and it says, prosecutors have charged the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources top sturgeon expert. Top sturgeon expert, not a doctor, but the fish, Thursday with obstructing an investigation into allegations that his employees have been funneling the valuable fish eggs to a network of caviar processors under the guise of a scientific study. Wow. Kevin Konings faces one count of obstructing a conservation warden's duties, which is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 9 months in jail and a $10,000 fine. DNR spokesman Sarah Hoey said Konings was placed on administrative leave Thursday but declined further comment. He could be the first of many to be charged in what investigators allege was a wide-ranging scheme involving multiple DNR employees in Wisconsin and caviar processors. I mean, I'm reading this story and I'm like, oh my gosh. Sturgeon are a massive bony fish ranging from 7 to 12 feet long. And these things date back 200 million years. They've been around that long. Their eggs are highly coveted by caviar processing. Wisconsin holds a sturgeon spearing season every February on Lake Winnebago system near Oshkosh. It's about 90 miles northwest of Milwaukee. And the season really starts today. Which is kind of ironic that the story broke. According to the criminal complaint, Konings has served as the DNR's top sturgeon biologist since 2012 and is the lead coordinator for the department's spearing season, which is held every February on Lake Winnebago system. He oversees roughly 60 DNR workers and staff registration stations during the season. The DNR and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service began a joint investigation in 2017 into the allegations that the DNR workers had been illegally selling or trading sturgeon caviar in a violation of state and federal law. The investigation culminated in January 2020 and uncovered multiple people who were illegally selling, purchasing, bartering, or trading sturgeon eggs, the complaint states. There's going to be a lot more on this story in the weeks to come, I can tell you that. And we got all of our information from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. If you want to read the whole article, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you can read the whole article by clicking on the post there. It's really, I mean, I'm reading this in the paper going, oh my gosh, that's really kind of like something I never believed. Wow. Okay. Let's talk about some, we need to get on some good side here of things, because I'm just, like I said, it was completely shocked when I read that. I just really, really was. Now let's hear from the most popular thing on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the Aiden Fishing Report from my grandson Aiden, who lives in Western Michigan. And this is sponsored by our good friends at Waterworks Boat Sales, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. It's once again, 708-798-9700. Those are the important phone numbers to remember. Okay, let's go over this thing here. He said, Papa, there are coal bunnies in the woods and lots of cold ice fishermen sitting on buckets, I bet. I was so cold, we could not spend a lot of time on the lakes, but I did talk to some of the guys. Joey said, perch and bluegill were being caught in Silver Lake when they were using minnows and spikes. This was in Allegan County, he mentions. The Swan Lake and Duck Lake were giving up crappie and bluegill. So that sounded like a fun place to go, but we didn't get down there. We just talked to Joey. Bob's dad said that there were slow catches of bluegill on the Grand River on those bayous of Lloyd's and Bruce Bayous. Not good at all fishing, he said. Linda Sue's parents drove to Big Blue Lake in Muskegon County. You know where that is. It's by your favorite place. And caught pike and bluegill. Roger's dad went to the White Lake area for pike, bluegill, and perch and caught some. And he said it was pretty decent. He said his friend was on the Muskegon Lake and they caught walleye and perch through safe ice. I saw the old guy when... I'd love to know who this old guy is. I saw the old guy when we stopped on the Grand River, and he said that he fished Muskegon River, but only stayed on safe ice for the walleye and perch, and it was best towards dark. He's going to go back to the Muskegon River tomorrow because fishing the Grand River was really, really bad. That's pretty comical. Papa, stay warm and don't get cold if you go ice fishing, and be careful out walking on the ice. Your favorite grandson fisherman, Aiden. And the Fishing Report for Aiden is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Boat Sales. I got to love this kid. This kid has just got a great mentality and a great personality that comes out when he talks about it. But let's talk about fishing locally. Chicago Lakefront, poor weather is just keeping a lot of anglers away from the lake, especially even in the Calumet area. Two Hot Dog Joey said he was dressed like the Pillsbury Doughboy, which meant he had way too many layers on. And he said he was watching some anglers in the Chicago Harbor dropping the cement blocks on rope. They carried them out there on plastic sleds because you can't drive out there. And he would drop them on the ice to break it. And he said they only caught small perch. He goes, that's not worth my time. Tyree Williams in Northwest Indiana, he said everyone knows it was staying off the ice away from Lake Michigan. It's just not safe, and you have to be conscious of that. They're getting so-so on some panfish on inland waters. He's going to try this weekend, but if it gets as cold as they're saying, he may just hunker down and watch TV. Cook County Forest Preserves, Once again, always remember that 4 inches of ice is required, and it's in a lot of places, but you have to check it. You never know if it's going to be there or not. We're getting some reports on bluegill, perch, and crappie. Small but fun to catch on waxworms out of Maple. One guy using a tip-up caught a couple of catfish also on Maple Lake. Some northern pike came out of the Bussey, Maine, and that was a surprise catch, he said, because he was expecting maybe a small muskie. But the lakes you can fish in the Cook County Forest Preserves are Arrowhead, Axhead, Beck, Baloo, Big Bend, Bodie South only, Bullfrog, Bussey, Maine, and South, Flatfoot, Green, Horsetail, Ida, Maple, Papoose, Powderhorn, Saganaski Slough, Sag Quarry, Tampier, Turtlehead, and Wampum. But always check the ice thickness and be careful out there. Out on the chain of lakes, members of my good friends at Blarney Bassmasters said lots of anglers are out and they're expecting a lot more with the big ice fishing tournament going this weekend. Rat Finkies with a wiggler in about 12 feet of water. Put a bunch of wigglers on. That's the note right after it. One member took channel catfish on tip-ups that he set for walleye. He said, that's okay. They both eat well. Approximately in 6 to 8 feet of water. Back channels are now slow because more of the ice fishermen are chasing everything out on the big lake. Wren Lake, they're reporting, Wren Lake, they've not had this much cold weather down there in several years. And so if you go to enjoywrenlake.com, you can see how to plan your trip probably about after the 20th of February when they're going to get some warmer temperatures, and it's only going to be skim ice out there. Nobody goes ice fishing at Wren Lake. Trust me, they don't do that. You want to look around at, you know, once again, about the February 20th would be the best time. They really don't do that ice fishing, as I mentioned, but go to enjoywrenlake.com, their website, see the hotel, see the places to eat, plan a trip down there, and I'm sure later in the month it's going to be much easier to catch those limits of nice slabber crappies. Nothing wrong with that. Fox River in Illinois, the shoreline has a lot more ice along it. Water is very cold in the river, but we've mentioned it before. Stay to the warm water discharges. It's clean water coming in, and you could see the mud line, as they call it, between the clean water and the dirty water of the river. And those fish, hey, they don't want to sit in cold water. Do you want to stand outside with no jacket on? No, neither do the fish. They move into that clean water edge, and if they get too hot, they drift into the cold, then they drift back. But also, a lot of the bait is being held in those areas, and that's an area you want to concentrate on. They're doing quite well there. My buddy Derek up in Berlin, Wisconsin, said he went over to Big Green, said it's not worth it. he goes, people are just have done some dumb things. He said, people have gone through the ice close to shore. One four-wheeler even went through it also lately. He said, please be careful. You know, either wait for the ice to get thicker or do what I'm doing. He went over to Little Green Lake. That sounds like a smart Derek to me. At Little Green Lake, him and the kids fished all day. They took a day off from school. I bet you his mother liked that. He called it a science experiment day. Yeah, I don't think my wife would have bought that program. A few perch and a couple of walleye in a full day of fishing. The kids said they're not going to go out for a while because it is just too cold to try to catch these fish with the cold blast that's going on up there. Ice was safe, but it was really, really, really cold. Oh my gosh, Derek, you got to take it easy. Up at Sturgeon Bay, did you see the article about 66 fishermen were stranded when the ice broke? It was an ice floe they were on, broke. They were all rescued, and, you know, it kind of floated out, and then floated back in, and they need the ice to firm up a little bit, but you really have to be careful when you're out on the ice. I know ice is safe in many areas, but you always have to check it, and it's a basic rule. No siphons. No ice is safe. Okay. Even if it's 2 feet thick, you have to be concerned about it. But they did get everybody off. The fire department up there was going back and forth with fishermen. And so thankfully, nobody was hurt or fell into that cold, cold water. Okay, Little Bay Dinac.
they were getting a lot of shorts out of that area. They picked up some perch in about 25 to 30 feet of water, but it was a little bit on a tough fishing. So that action, you're going to have to keep going on it to stay in those fish, because it wasn't that easy. And I mean, that's a really big thing to remember. It wasn't that easy up there, but the anglers were working that area. Some of them were running out in their, you know, ATVs and things like that. But please, please, please be careful when you go out there and do that. I have a group of friends that have been running snowmobiles up in northern Wisconsin and saying it's even, you know, 20 below zero up there, and they're not going out fishing that much either. So they're spending a lot of time in the areas you can stay warm in Wisconsin. Wink, wink, if you understand what I'm saying on that one. And we're talking way up north in the Minocqua, Eagle River area, Boulder Junction. That's where they've been playing up there. They said there is a lot of ice out there, but it just seems that this bitter, bitter cold weather is keeping a lot of fishing down. It's just a tough situation right now. They're thinking that once the temperature breaks a little bit, it comes up a little bit, they may get better action. Some crappie and perch, they think will improve in some of those bays, but it's just been really slow for so many anglers in that northern Wisconsin area, and you really need to check that out. On the Mississippi River and the La Crosse area, fishing, not the main river, but those back areas that do get some safe ice, once again, always check it with the spud to make sure you are safe. They've picked up a couple of crappies and bluegills, no catfish, no walleye, no bass or anything. And they said the wind chill has just been brutal. Most of those guys are saying that if you're not in a tent, you're not out longer than 30 to 40 minutes because it's just that cold out there. It is Valentine weekend, and gentlemen and ladies, you know, I hope you have a good Valentine's Day. And remember, guys, sometimes a beautiful rod and reel combo, not a cheap one, get them a nice one, goes a lot further than a dozen roses. They'll use it all year long. Well, I hear the flute playing, so it must be coming to the end of the show. And I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from my friend Apin Sui Majawat. Certain things catch your eye, but pursue only those that capture your heart. Whoa, that's pretty good. Apin Sui, that's a good one. Certain things catch your eye, but pursue only those that capture your heart. How very true. Very, very true. And once again, I've mentioned it several times, this is going to be a really cold weekend here across the Midwest and even across half the country. Be careful out there. If you're driving a long ways, make sure you have safety gear with you, blankets, this, that, food, etc. You never know if you're going to get stranded. If you're locally, keep the trips close to home. And if you're out ice fishing, always have the proper gear. Well, remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We borrow it all from our children's children. We'll see you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.